Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Violet Reiki Radio. I would like to thank the founders of the Theta Network for giving me this wonderful opportunity to bring you this show every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Here at Violet Reiki Radio, we are talking about Reiki, all things surrounding Reiki, its discovery, its roots, the practice of Reiki, and more. We talk about healing, energy healing, holistic healing, alternative medicine. We also talk about metaphysics. We talk about a lot of things. And Reiki is a universal life force energy. It is an intelligent energy of love and wholeness. It understands the cause of problems and what healing is necessary. Reiki energy has a wisdom of its own. Healing and balancing all aspects of a person's mind, body, and emotions. And at the beginning of the show here tonight, I said I was going to give a shout out for this very special occasion. It is my friend Andrew Brewer's 59th birthday today, February 6th. And I had told Andrew the other night that I was going to give him a shout out here on my show for his birthday. So happy birthday, Andrew. I hope you've been celebrating all day. I hope you've been having a lovely birthday in the spirit of love and light and joy. And may all your dreams and wishes come true. If any of you would like to know who Andrew is, he's been known as the rock and roll psychic. He's a lovely human being, which is even more important. And if you'd like to check him out, he's on Facebook, Andrew Brewer, B-R-E-W-E-R. And he has a website, www.andrew-brewer.com. So please give Andrew a check out, and you can wish him a happy birthday also. If you guys want to call in, the call-in number here in studio is 347-677-0699. And this evening we're discussing Reiki and meditation. An integral part of Reiki is meditation and was practiced by Sensei Usui and his students, especially by the students each time they attended a Reiki class they practiced. These meditations deepen and strengthen your connection to the energy, promote sensitivity to Reiki, and the ability to channel ever-increasing amounts of Reiki. Practiced daily, Gassho or Hatsureiho meditations will benefit you in many ways, as well as Reiki benefits. Meditation is an ideal way to still the mind and relax the body. Meditation is a state of intense awareness achieved by sitting and concentrating your thoughts. Think of it as a journey to your inner being, something that is so natural but forgotten since childhood because of life's programming. Once achieved, an expanded awareness occurs. Layers of stress and attachments need to be peeled away from our bodies so that our minds are allowed to observe our subconscious. Meditation does not involve thinking deep, provoking thoughts. In fact, meditation begins when we stop thinking. And back when I said concentrating your thoughts, actually it's concentrating on nothing is, you know, the best meditation, clearing the mind. Meditation does not involve deep provoking thoughts. I believe that is the biggest misconception of learning how to meditate. And it's the reason why many fail to meditate properly. Once we're guided the right way as to the technique of meditation, we get to connect and feel with a state of higher energy. In my Reiki classes, I teach Reiki meditations, and we'll discuss those a little further on in the show, but the first thing I'll hear my students will say, I can't meditate, I don't know how to meditate, I've tried to meditate, but it's too complicated. And I tell them it's not complicated at all. It's very easy. It's easier than you think it is. I tell them a very simple meditation, a breathing meditation, and all you're doing is concentrating on the breath. And anyone can do that. I tell them to expect that you're not going to be able to concentrate or rather just let your mind go and just think of the in-breath and out-breath very long, because generally what happens is all kinds of thoughts start flooding into your mind. Did I pay the phone bill? Did I let the dog out? I have to be at work tomorrow. Oh, what about that vacation I'm taking? So it's very hard to keep a clear mind. But with practice, and everything comes with practice and patience, with practice, you can do it. And you will see yourself day by day, minute by minute, getting it. Like I said to them, don't expect to be able to meditate, sit there for 15 minutes a day and, you know, start with 15 seconds, 10 seconds, increase that to 30, increase that to 1 minute, then two, then three, and you will get it. Eventually, you'll be able to meditate for quite a while with just a clear mind doing the in-breath, out-breath meditation. And then, of course, you go further. There are guided meditations. As I said, there are other Reiki meditations. There are meditative chants, mantras. So, you know, and all of these, you know, no one is better than the other. You use what works for you. And we will get to different meditations also. I just want to announce that any of you want to find past shows for Violet Reiki Radio easily, go to my website, which is www.violetrosereiki.com. And in the navigation bar, there's a Violet Reiki Radio tab. and click on that, and it will tell you about Violet Reiki Radio. And then you can scroll through past shows. Just click on the link of the show that you might be interested in hearing, and it'll take you there. These are the archived versions of the show, because now, of course, I'm broadcasting live, but the show is archived. So if anyone misses a show, can't be near a computer, a phone, a radio, whatever, when I'm broadcasting live, there's no reason to miss the show completely. You could always access my shows through the archives. And now if you go to my website, it's even easier. Just the link is right there for you. You don't have to go to the Sacred Network or Violet Rose Reiki Radio and whatever. Just click on the link and you'll have it. Last week, the last show you'll see on there is, well, actually it's the first, but last week's show, when I had Franz Dina from the International House of Reiki. If you missed that show, by all means, go to my website, click on the link, and you can listen to it. The week prior to that was Lorinda Weatherall, Reiki master and author. And so there's your access for shows. I also want to let you know that in the coming weeks, Violet Reiki Radio is going to have some wonderful guests. On February 20th, my guest will be Dr. Larry Dossey, who is the author of One Mind. And Dr. Dossey is a very influential advocate of the mind in health and how the mind and spiritual practices and health are all combined to make us better and to help us with personal growth and healing. The following week, on February 27th, I'm happy to have Tiffany White Sage Woman. Tiffany is a psychic medium healer, spiritual teacher, holistic health practitioner, and all other kinds of wonderful things. So stay tuned, because those are the next up-and-coming guests. And as you all know, you can reach me on Facebook, Violet Rose Reiki. You can send me an email at rose@violetrosereiki.com. My website is www.violetrosereiki.com. And also, I have a page on Facebook called Reiki Ward. And on Reiki Ward, this was formed to provide distance Reiki healing for free all over the world, all over the globe, for humans and animals alike. Any requests you have, please go to Reiki Ward. And it is a page, but you can post just as you would anyone else's wall. And post your request for Reiki on the wall of Reiki Ward. We do 2 to 3 rounds of healing every day at a minimum. We also place requests on our crystal grid for 24/7 energy work and healing. And as a proud mama would do, I just want to say that this week we got notification of 2 cases that were put on Reiki Ward. And the outcomes were quite successful. Wonderful healing had taken place, et cetera. And if you go to Reiki Ward, you'll see them there, the postings. And it's a wonderful thing. We have about 200 practitioners who aid us there every day. And if you are a Reiki practitioner level 2 or above, feel free to check out Reiki Ward, read the posts, the requests, and send distance healing. We are always looking for more practitioners and anyone who would like to help us. So check out Reiki Ward, please. And also feel free to share, because there are many people out there who need the healing and don't know where to go for it, especially where any place where they can go and receive healing free. So that's where we are, and that's what we do. And just feel free to go over there. Again, the call-in number here in studio is 347-677-0699. And now we will get back to Reiki and meditation. Reiki meditation is one of many beneficial forms of meditation. Like other forms of meditation, Reiki meditation involves silence, visualization, and reflection. Breath control and object visualization are important parts of Reiki meditation. You'll find that as you begin to get quiet, you can hear that inner voice within much clearer. That inner voice is constantly trying to help you in all situations. We can hear it with a little consideration and a little contemplation. If we learn to tune into that voice and do what it says, our lives will be exponentially better. Now, I find when I start my days with meditation, which I, God willing, do every day, I feel that my mind is much clearer. When I'm called upon to make a very quick decision or access information in my own mind quickly, the connection is much quicker. The connection is much clearer. I don't have that kind of fog going on that a lot of us have in the morning. Many times you'll say, I need more coffee. Well, you know, it's not so much you need more coffee. You need it to clear your cache, so to speak. You know, meditation in the morning is like clearing the cache of your brain. It clears out everything that you went through the day before and whatever else is sitting in there so that your programs run smoothly and easily with no problem. So the best thing to do is a Reiki meditation in the morning, whatever one you want, be it a breath meditation, be it a guided meditation, and you start your day with a nice, clear, fresh pathway or runway, okay? When Reiki founder Mikao Sui was asked if his groundbreaking practice could be used for self-healing, he said, if you can't heal yourself, how can you heal others? Which is so true. I can't express to you all listening how true that is. And many times, healers themselves or people who facilitate healing have that problem where they're so busy running around taking care of everyone else, they lack self-care, self-treatment, taking care of themselves, partly because they're busy and their main focus is how many people can I help, but partly because I notice a lot of people who work in the modalities, in the healing modalities and everything, they feel, you know, they could take second, you know, they're not important. Everyone else is more important than them. And I have to say this. As Mikao Sui says, if you can't heal yourself, how can you heal others? My question is, or my statement to my fellow healers or healing facilitators, is if you can't love yourself enough to heal yourself, how can you love others and heal them? Just think about that, okay? Because I know many of us are conditioned, if you love yourself, if you take care of yourself, if you focus on yourself, it's selfish, it's egotistical, it's narcissistic, and those are the negative traits of self-love, self-care, etc. When you're doing it in the right mindset, then It's okay, because really, without self-love, without self-healing, you can't give to anyone else. We all have to have something first before we can give it away. You have to have self-love before you can love another person. You have to have self-healing before you can help to heal another person or help facilitate healing in another person. You have to have your own money before you can give someone else a loan or something. You know, you have to have your own food before you can share it with another person. So it's not wrong. It's fine. You know, there are three Reiki meditations for balancing the three diamonds, which are earth, heaven, and heart diamonds. Hatsureho practice for building the flow of the vital life force of ki through the body's energetic channel, is another meditation. Focus meditations for each of Reiki's fundamental elements, the precepts, hand postures, mantras, and symbols, and the blessed energy of Reiju, are also other aspects. Now, we often think of the system of Reiki as healing, as a healing art for others. It is even more than that. The system of Reiki is a practice for living. It's a practice for self-growth, personal growth, spiritual development, spiritual growth. Applying the healing energy of Reiki to yourself helps you live from a place of wholeness, where your thoughts, actions, and spirit all arise from harmonious balance. And that's really what we're looking for. We're looking for harmony, balance. Once you find balance, and in that balance you find the perfect neutrality, which is very healing. You don't want to be too positive. You don't want to be too negative, because an overload on either of those is what can actually cause issues with dis-ease and health. When you're way too positive, that's not so good. You're seeing through rose-colored glasses. And when you're way too negative, well, that's not so good either, because you're just, you know, grouchy, grumpy, and you're like one big dark cloud walking around. You want to be in balance. Because meditation has been around for thousands of years and is interwoven throughout different cultures and religion of the world, one definition to explain meditation would be a happy task. Meditation, here's one definition. Meditation is a mental discipline by which one attempts to get beyond the reflective thinking mind into a deeper state of relaxation. This statement is the desire or process of meditation. The benefits have been felt for thousands of years, but now science has evolved to prove what is actually happening. I have a caller on the line. Hold on. I believe I know who this is. Evening, Joseph. You're on Violet Reiki Radio.
Good evening, Rose. I love this topic. You know, I meditate constantly, and since I studied with you, Reiki, even more so, and I just can't impress on the listeners how beneficial it is to life and balance and just making life much more livable and easy, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful discipline of practice, and it's not as difficult as people think. It's simply just focusing on your breathing. It can be so simple. and it just enhances everything in your spirituality. But Reiki and meditation definitely go hand in hand. And since I've taken Reiki 1 with you, and I've meditated for many years all my life, I've taught meditation in my own spiritual development classes, but I just find that it just complements each other immensely, and it's just a wonderful modality, so that I would recommend everyone to meditate if they could, even 15 minutes a day, twice a day. If you could do a half hour, it's wonderful. I can't describe and explain and put into words the benefits that really you achieve through meditation and combined with Reiki. It's just unbelievable. It's wonderful. And I really would suggest strongly everybody, you know, try the meditation. It's really simple. It's easy. And so much benefits come from it. I can't begin to explain. Healing of mind, body, soul, and spirit. A balance. I mean, it's wonderful. I really can't put it into words. You have to experience it. You have to really put it into practice. It's not difficult at all. And I'm sure you can continue to give them pointers, different, you know, methods you might suggest or use, you know, and whatever in your teachings, but it's just a wonderful thing. And I just had to make that comment. And I want to continue to listen. I'll call in later and comment further. Okay.
Okay, well, it's like I said, and I'm sure, well, you learned this in Reiki 1 when I said meditation, and everybody was like, I don't know how. Just focus on the breath coming in and then the breath going out, and do that over and over again. I mean, in the beginning, I couldn't do it for 10 seconds.
Yeah, you know, yeah. No, I've been doing it for years, for a half hour, an hour a day, when I have the time. Basically twice a day, 15 minutes a day at least. Sometimes I'm guilty. I get caught up in, you know, life as it is. But I try to, in the morning, at least once, if not twice a day. Basically for years, I've been meditating twice a day, praying and meditating. That's a whole other topic. But prayer and meditation go hand in hand. But my Reiki, you know, treatments, self-Reiki treatments, I do it twice a day. Sometimes I'm not feeling well, as you well know. And we talk constantly every day because we're not only teacher, student, but friends for over 30 years. And sometimes I'll do Reiki 2-3 times a day. And the results, and with meditation combined, are phenomenal. They're just so phenomenal. I can't stress enough that people have to really apply themselves to do it, and they'll see so much benefits out of it. Really, you benefit so much on a such subtle level, a soul level, a subliminal, spiritual, physical, the aura, the spirit. It's just wonderful. Really, guys, you got to try. You got to try to take the time, even 15 minutes a day, once a day. If you could do it twice a day, wonderful. And as you get good at it, a half hour goes by like nothing. It's so relaxing, so refreshing, so uplifting that you know, the day you miss it, you feel like something's missing out of your life. You have to really do it. Please start today. That's my recommendation to everybody.
Well, like I said, you know, a lot of people want, I don't have 15 minutes. I can't do it.
Yes, you do. You baloney on the phone. You talk on text and you do emails and you go on computers and all that junk. Don't tell me you don't got 15 minutes a day. Nonsense.
Joseph, my point is, everybody wants to jump in 15 minutes, half an hour. It's okay when you start with 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. If you invest 5 or 10 minutes a day into meditation until you work up to the longer time span, but any kind of meditation you can do in the morning and to start your day, be it 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, it's beneficial is what I'm saying, right?
Yes, I agree. Yes.
So start slow, you know? I mean, balance.
Yeah, like anything else. I mean,
like
you crawl before you walk, and you walk before you run. It's, yeah,
exactly.
You're right, definitely. Even if it's a few minutes, you try it. Even if you do like 6 breaths in or out, you know, hold it in for 4 seconds and breathe out, you know, however you do it, just focus on the breathing. Concentrate on the breathing. Forget about the symbols and meditating on a spot or a dot or a picture on the wall or the Buddha or a rose
or
whatever. On your breath.
Concentrate. Do I sit on the floor? Do my legs have
to be... Doesn't matter. You can sit on the toilet bowl if you have to. I've done it while I was on the toilet bowl. Why not? You can meditate anywhere, on the train going to work or on the bus.
Right,
when I
right.
had a car and I would drive. You can meditate. I mean, you got to focus on your driving. But there are forms and stages of meditation, which you can comment on later. You get into different phases and stages of it. But by all means, again, back to the subject at hand, Reiki and meditation. I believe that, you know, another opinion, like I said, my case is different. Before I took Reiki, I already had many spiritual, you know, disciplines and studies and classes and things I've done over the years. But when you take Reiki, I find that it comes in addition to what I already knew. But this is an opinion. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Automatically, when you do Reiki and you do Gassho, and you automatically become you go into a meditative state. And I think that meditation comes as a byproduct of the Reiki anyway. Would you agree?
Definitely, yes. I mean, when you're doing Gassho, when you're thinking and you're reciting your precepts, you are meditating.
And, you know, that's what I learned from this, yes.
Right, that's not the common what people think. Yes, that's meditation, but indeed it is. It is meditation. So,
It's a form that puts you in a meditative state.
Right.
Then we can get into deeper modalities of meditation, transcendental and this and that.
But
by all means, I have to say, if you are studying Reiki, if you're attuned to at least Reiki 1 and then on to second degree, master, third, whatever, you automatically will become into the meditative state because I think Reiki puts you in that state.
Yes, you'll find as a Reiki practitioner, let's put it this way. As a Reiki practitioner, once you are attuned to level one, once you've gone through a level one class and you've done some meditations and you've learned about the precepts and Gassho, and you automatically, from that point going forward, you automatically start to, when you want to focus on, I want to meditate, then you find meditation easier. And it's easier for you to embrace meditation as just by itself meditation, definitely.
Right, and I don't want to jump the gun, but I also, from experience, and again, I had many years of experience from other disciplines and other Eastern studies and philosophies, but meditation, you become into a state of where it's almost like a Zen meditation, that you almost live your life in a way that you can almost walk into, like almost immediately you can tune your mind into that meditative state, even though you're consciously functioning and doing, let's say, washing dishes, something as simple. I was talking to you on the phone, and I was finishing my supper dishes, and I'm doing laundry, whatever. But that becomes almost a meditative Zen discipline, experience of in the moment. But this is getting off on the subject a little bit, but it's going into deeper. But that kind of brings you into that other, like, zone. You know what I'm saying? Or you're not following what I'm saying?
No. I'm following what you're saying. As a matter of fact, you're bringing
Hold
up.
Hold on 1 second, Ro. I have somebody. I'm on the phone, Ro. What?
What you bring to mind here, and you made me remember when I practiced Qigong, okay? And in Qigong, we have something called a walking meditation. Now, a walking meditation, when you're doing that, you practice the walking meditation. Each step of the journey becomes the destination. And as you practice this, when you're walking, again, the energy you're using in the walking, the steps you're taking, the breathing, it's all a meditation, but you're moving. You're walking, you're moving.
Right.
But that is also a meditation technique.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yes. All right. Well, I'm going to let you go and continue, and I will continue to listen, and I will call in before the close of the show and maybe comment again on something or another. Okay?
All right. Lovely. Take care.
All right, Rose. Nice talking to you, and continue.
Right.
I love your show. I get so much out of every week. I can't wait till next week.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. See? More methods of meditation. It's, as I said, in Qigong, the walking meditation. We're going to take a slight break and then we'll come back and we'll talk more about meditation. Okay, and we're back at Violet Reiki Radio. The call-in number here is 347-677-0699. Back to meditation and the science of meditation now. It has long been known that meditation slows breathing, heart rate, and blood pressure. As a relaxation tool alone, meditation is a very effective method to combat stress. But recent scientific breakthroughs have given a different insight. Your brain, which is a continual hive of electrical signals, alternates between four different states. Brainwave patterns. The frequency of the electrical impulses are continually changing to match your worldly experience. Think of the different intensities or focus needed for driving in traffic or reading under a tree, taking a bath, or having an argument. Every situation you encounter requires different brain function. You experience beta brainwave patterns for engaging activities, driving, working, planning. The top end of this beta range is reached during periods of stress or anxiety. The chemicals released from the brain when in this state are necessary for us to function, but prolonged, repeated, or continual exposure has dire health effects. That's that fight or flight thing. Good when it's necessary, but if you do it too much or you are in that state too much, it's not good. Beta is necessary, but small bursts are preferred. Alpha brainwave patterns are produced when you are relaxed and your brain activity has slowed. You are most likely in an alpha state when watching television, reading a book, or just before falling asleep. Theta brainwaves are most commonly encountered within dreams, but are also related to moments of deep insight or revelation. The delta state is the slowest brainwave pattern. It occurs in deep or dreamless sleep. It is only in this state when the brain releases many beneficial hormones, such as human growth hormone, which helps to heal the body. Without reaching the delta state, our body does not give itself the care it needs. This has the effect of speeding the aging process and can lead to a decline in our health. The benefits of meditation. All people who have meditated throughout history have felt these benefits, but those of you currently meditating or are about to try, be assured, science also agrees that meditation is an excellent tool to tune in to your body and mind. Independent of religion or belief, or even the method used to enter a meditative state, the benefits to the mind and body are universal. But more than that, meditation also provides an opportunity to connect with your true self, your spiritual purpose, and what is known as universal knowledge. It is common to experience great insights or think of a solution to a problem without even trying. So the benefits of meditation are multi-pronged. Meditation helps the body, mind, emotions, and spirit. Kind of like Reiki, right? Meditation is the act or practice of moving beyond conscious thought into a greater state of relaxation. The benefits of meditation are many and varied. Everyone who has meditated throughout history has felt these benefits. Meditation can be defined as the act of moving beyond conscious thought into a greater state of relaxation. It sounds cliche, but it's true. Meditation helps the body, mind, and spirit. Physical benefits of meditation. As a relaxation tool, meditation is very effective to combat the physical effects of stress. Although stress in itself is not a physical element, think of a deadline or a financial concern or relationship conflict, and you will appreciate how it definitely affects your physical function. Deadlines, bills, work deadlines, or whatever, financial concerns, you don't have money, you can't pay your bills, you're stressing, relationship conflicts, you're constantly fighting with your partner. There's that push-pull, disagreement, spats, back and forth, you know, just arguments and disagreements, all stressful, stressful, stressful. And this affects your physical function, and in affecting your physical function takes a toll on your health. And as I said before, this will also to your speeding up the aging process. All of this stress, all of these things wind up showing up on your face, on the physical body. If you live a life where you're constantly stressed and have things contributing to stress, you'll look at yourself in the mirror and watch that as the days go by, weeks, months, you're not looking good as you did when you were perfectly calm, you had no stress, things were in perfect harmony. Tight shoulders, clenched jaw, tension headaches, anxiety, knots in your stomach, pain in your neck, pain in your shoulder, sometimes pain all over your entire body. Meditation in any of its forms gives your physical body a chance to let go of muscular tension. Allocating dedicated time for the practice of meditation is honoring and valuing your greater journey. It's like taking a time out so that you can recover, rejuvenate, and refresh yourself. I can spend my busy days in nonstop motion, or I can sit in front of my computer for hours straight when I'm working, and I can ignore the discomfort of a sore neck, strained eyes, the need to visit the bathroom. I just keep going. But sitting or lying still for meditation allows your oneness to travel around your body. I used to take Reiki meditation breaks at work when I did a 9-to-5 job. Lunchtime, I would go to my car, put the seat down, lie down, do my self-treatment and meditation. And some days it was 20 minutes, some days it was a half an hour, some days it was 40 minutes. And when I got out of my car, you thought I had just come out of the spa. All of the tension was gone. All of the nervousness was gone. My body felt completely relaxed. My mind was completely relaxed, completely free. And going back from lunch at 1 in the afternoon, when I walked into that office, it literally felt like I was walking in the office at 9 a.m. to start my day. It was wonderful. And the rest of the afternoon flew, and it was just whatever came, whatever happened, I was able to meet it and deal with it, and it was just, it's great. So little break whenever you can to recover, rejuvenate, refresh, please try it. Do it. You know, take care of yourself. Did you know that the body is made up of 11 major organ systems? You have the skin, which they call, I'm not even going to try and pronounce it, but the skin system, skeletal, muscular, nervous, endocrine, circulatory. Endocrine are your hormones. Circulatory is blood, lymphatic, disease defense, respiratory, breathing, digestive, urinary, and reproductive. Every second of your existence is monitored, and continual adjustments are made to each and every. Now, if you spend all of your time as I said, in fight or flight mode, and you never visit the rest and digest mode, you're limiting your body's ability to perform. And it's also like running your car with no oil. I mean, you know, you put gasoline in your car, okay, and you have to always check your oil, otherwise no oil car doesn't drive, but sometimes you forget or you're too busy and you start hearing these weird sounds coming from your car, and I believe that's your car telling you, if you don't put oil in me, I'm going to blow up on you. So think of your body in the same manner. You know, you have the fight and flight, and then please do go into rest and digest mode. Again, it's balance. It's harmony. Never all of one thing and nothing of another. Have you heard of the term monkey mind? It's a Buddhist term meaning unsettled, restless, capricious, whimsical, fanciful, inconsistent, confused, indecisive, uncontrollable. Now, I know a lot of people who constantly have the monkey mind going on and the challenge and the chatter of the monkey mind. I even know some people who were born in the year of the monkey, according to the Chinese astrology. These monkey friends of mine, these monkey people, myself included, because I'm also a monkey in the Chinese horoscope. We monkeys, we can really embrace the monkey mind when it's not good for us. Often when people can't control their mind, they look to suppress it. Now, this is another bad aspect of monkey mind and not being able to calm your mind, because people look to suppress this with alcohol or drugs or other bad habits. But one of the primary benefits printed on the flag that leads the Hooray for Meditation parade is meditation helps find peace of mind. There you go, monkeys. Years ago, you know, everybody was, I want money, I want fame, I want this, I want that. And when I had started my, you know, spiritual journey and going down the path, I came to a conclusion that the most precious thing in the world, it's not money, it's not gold, it's not jewels, it's not a big car, it's not a wonderful job, it's not being famous, it's not having a big mansion. It's, what it is the most precious, precious, precious thing in the world, peace of mind. You can't buy it, you can't force it. And once you have that, you'll understand what I'm talking about. If you can meditate for a couple of minutes tomorrow and you get that feeling of, you know, that brief beginning feeling of peace in mind, peace of mind, you will know exactly what I'm talking about. If your to-do list is longer than your arm and you need to logistically organize a million variables, most of them being out of your control, or you are replaying an awkward conversation or event over and over, and you can't get to sleep, and your mind is a rapid progression of thoughts with each new idea jumping on top of the other before it, a simple meditation practice can help you. Just breathe. Just breathe. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. Full breaths. And just try it. If you tried it once and got nowhere, try it again. Don't aim for nirvana. Try counting your in-breaths until you get to 10 without your mind wandering. It's harder than it sounds, but the point is, keep trying. I disagree with Yoda, and I know a lot of people like that saying where Yoda says, there is no try. I'm sorry, Yoda. I love you, but yes, there is try. Because I say, if you do not try, you'll never know if you'll succeed or not. If you do not try, you will not succeed. You've given up. Not trying means you've given up. So, yes, I believe, and I contradict Yoda, there is to try. You must try. But behind trying, you must keep practicing. Just as Reiki is a practice. I know we're all Reiki masters, you know, but even as a Reiki master, as a Reiki teacher, Reiki Shihan, I am always practicing. Doctors are always practicing. Doctors practice continuously. Doctor never stops practicing. Lawyers never stop practicing. So keep practicing. Life in and of itself is a practice. So just keep going. If you can't get to 10 breaths in one shot, get to 5. It's fine. Don't be hard on yourself. You know, people tend to make us be hard on ourselves because they're hard on us. Because maybe their parents were hard on them and their grandparents were hard on them. And it just keeps continuing down the line until somebody down the line comes along and switches the gears and brings out the bright lights and says, it's okay. It's fine. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be able to meditate for half an hour, 15 minutes. Do what you can. Do your best. Try and live up to anyone else's expectations. Expectations cause disappointment. Whether they're expectations that we have of ourselves, expectations we have of others, expectations others have of us. Expectations are horrible. Live in the moment. Live in the now. Do the best you can. Be the best you can be. And live your life for yourself. Don't buy into anyone else's dream. Go out. Go with the flow. And make your own discoveries. Live your own life. Make your own discoveries. So try and meditate for a minute. And I guarantee you, there will come a time you will get to the point where you discover you can meditate for a minute. Take it from there and shoot for 2 minutes. And you will find that you can meditate for 2 minutes. And then go to 5 and 10, etc. Spiritual benefits of meditation. Why am I here? And when I mean here, I mean on earth. What's my purpose? Am I a spiritual being having a physical experience? If I do bad things, will karma kick my butt? Meditation provides an opportunity to connect with your true self, your spiritual purpose, and what is known as the universal knowledge. It's common to experience great insights or think of a solution to a problem during meditation. I've heard them called aha moments. Meditation, to me, is a connective experience. I might be home alone or in a group of 20, but after meditation, I always feel more aligned, viewing the world with an insightful and greater perspective. My purpose becomes clear, my belief renewed, my love of humanity is restored. When I am practicing my meditation fully for, let's say, an entire week, I haven't skipped a day, people tell me I'm looking great and good things happen. Scientific benefits of meditation. It has been known for thousands of years that meditation slows breathing, heart rate, and lowers blood pressure. But relatively recent developments in technology have given deeper insight into a factual perspective. To put it simply, your brain, as I said, is a continual hive of electrical signals. And these frequencies alternate between four different states, beta, alpha, theta, and delta. What I'm going to do this week, since we have one more minute left, I'm going to end the show tonight by playing the song for the distant Reiki symbol, Han Shizei Shinen. And while this plays until the end of the show, which is a minute and a half, I am going to send all of you Reiki distance healing so that you receive this healing with the intention of attempting meditation now, tomorrow, and that it helps you get in the meditation groove. Thank you all for listening. I leave you in love, light, and healing. Until next week, namaste.